Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Mehdi Sharifi. I'm from Trent University in Peterborough, Ontario. My presentation is the spatial and vertical distribution of the soil phosphorus from the following 1 year farrowing sows or hogs on an outdoor hog rearing farm in eastern Ontario. My co-author is Dr. Emmy Messica, is my postdoc. Emily Stopford, my undergraduate student, and my colleague Tom Hutchinson. These days you probably heard a lot about animal welfare, about free run, free range, no antibiotics, also no hormones. So there is a lot of these words in the media and public. People, they start caring about the type of food, especially meat, that they're eating. So there is a niche market, basically, for the pork products associated with the outdoor hog farming system or organic farming system. For those of you that you're not familiar with the outdoor pig farming, there are different components, as you can see in the pictures. There are different areas. There is the principal area, and the density of the animals could be totally different, depending on the production system and the stage. But there is housing area that the pigs use for the rest. There is a wallow area, which basically they're taking bath and playing. And there is a feeding area that they provide them with the food ration. And in this kind of outdoor pig production system, normally there are grasses or the forage is growing, but the pigs basically plow it after a while. So as you see here, none of that is left. But originally there was some grasses there and they ate it. So up to 20% of their diet is from that grass. So they can call them grass-fed. So less is known on the spatial distribution of the soil P in these type of in this setting. So animals are outdoor, they eat and they excrete, they urinate, and it's interesting to see how is the distribution of especially phosphorus, that there is like high concentration of the phosphorus in the pig manure. And this knowledge is essential for the long-term sustainability of these production. So the objective of this study is to study the spatial and vertical distribution of the Olsen pig. So we look at two different forms of phosphorus in the soil, Olsen pig or sodium bicarbonate extractable pig, which is the available pig in that region, which is eastern Ontario, and total pig. In this setting after 1 year farrowing sows being on the land. The location of the study is like an outdoor hog rearing farm at Keene, Ontario, which is eastern Ontario, Canada. Minimum temperature, and these pigs are outdoor, like they're never indoor, and there is no heating system or anything, so they're quite resistant. They have like a thick fur, and they survive minus 20, minus 30 degrees in winter. The frost-free period is like 125 to 145 days in this region. We did a grid sampling at 1 acre of land after pigs being there grazing and living there for 1 year. And the density was basically 10 sows per hectare. And the hogs was Tamworth breed, which is like it's originally from UK, but they're growing those like successfully in Ontario or North America. This is like a map of the grid sampling. We had 64 samples, so 10 to 10, so 10 meter per 10 meter, and 1 acre of land. And we sampled differently, different areas, so principal area 10 per 10, and then feeding area, which was smaller, so we had like basically more intense sampling in the feeding area, in the housing area, and in the wallow area. So in the feeding was 4 per 4, in the housing 1 by 1, and in the wallow 1 by 1 meter. The samples were collected using a drill, Concord drill, I think it was, 0 to 15 centimeter, 15 to 30. And then we really, really tried to take samples from 30 to 60, but we broke our drill like 3 times. So we said, okay, we go as far as we can. So I put it more than 30 centimeters. We went when we could. When we couldn't, we just stopped like at the depth that was like, it was hard to go below that. We did the chemical, so we come up with quite a bit of large number of samples, like 348 soil samples. And we did awesome pea extraction, and we did the total pea using the Nelson method, which is autoclave. The total pea data is here. I just graphed the mean value for each location. There was not huge differences between the different locations and also different depths. So as you see in the principal area, the highest total P was in the range of like 800-900 milligram per kilogram, and it's reduced with the depth. Same thing happened in the housing, but in the feeding area you see like huge increase when you go below 30 centimeters. In the wallow area it was higher than everywhere else, and it was mostly like uniform distribution between the depths, probably due to that the condition, the waterlogged condition for a long time there in that area. So just to summarize that, it decreased total P with depth, and in the principal area and in the housing area, and it was highest in the deepest depth in the feeding area. These are the maps for the Olsen pea. So the one in your left is 0 to 15. The one in your right is 15 to 30. And then I have the next slide is plus 30. And the green color here is concentration between 31 and 60, so really high for Olsen pea. It's a very high concentration. So I'll just give you an idea what are these numbers. Basically, if you're below 10, it means your soil is very deficient in the phosphorus, so you need to apply quite a bit of phosphorus. If it is between 10 to 20, is in the medium range. So, and if it is 21 to 30, it's high phosphorus. But then you see we pass that, like, so we have above 30 concentration in the feeding area, which is this middle feeding. The housing areas are the housing area is here, and the wallow area is here. So maximum concentration you see in these areas. When you go to the deeper depth, the concentration reduces, as you can see. So we have less green area except for this corner, and then you're moving more toward the pink color and brown color. When you go deeper, then you see even less, so most of the principal area was in the range of basically like 0 to 20 milligram per group. So again, I graphed the mean. Principal area was basically less than everywhere else. And you see these feeding area, housing area, and wallow was the hottest spots for the phosphorus. And some of the publications, they suggest when you go above 50 for the Olsen P, 50 milligram per kilogram, then there is high chance of basically phosphorus saturation and environmental impact, so losses of the phosphorus by leaching and runoff. So we see that we're getting kind of close in these areas. And as you see in the feeding area, it seems that the phosphorus moving down to the below 30. Same thing in the housing area, you see high concentration of the Olsen P in the feeding area. So, I mean, this shows that the behavior of the animals, how much time they spend in each of these spots, is quite important in the distribution of the nutrients that they're depositing in each area. So again, I just summarize it. The Olsen P values were up to 200% higher in those three spots, like the wallow, housing, and feeding, which is quite significant. And in the feeding area, there is a lot of basically food waste there, which is high in the phosphorus, and then you do it repeatedly in 1 year, and in that area there is minimum basically grass coverage, so you expect that in the feeding area you have a lot of accumulation of the phosphorus, and that phosphorus basically can move down through the profile in this kind of humid environment. This is like we're receiving up to 1200, 1300 millimeter precipitation per year. So as a conclusion, the hot spots for the phosphorus were feeding, wallow, and hot area, which is the housing area, which had up to 200% higher phosphorus compared to the principal area. A uniform distribution of the nutrients. So basically, what we're suggesting is that because those are the hot spots and there is high chance of environmental impact by having those hot spots, we recommend to move those spots around. So don't have like the feeding area for 1 year in one spot. So move it around if it's possible. Same thing with the housing and wallow. And the other option would be basically to install some insulation under those areas. So basically stop the movement of the phosphorus to the groundwater, particularly in this humid environment. I would like to acknowledge the funding sources for this project, which is NSERC, and support from the Hartley Farms, which was the farm that we did the research there. Thank you. It is possible, and we did some more detailed measurements, but I really didn't have time to analyze the data. But that deep layer is like a calcium carbonate, so high calcium carbonate layer, and it's so hard that I don't think the roots can basically penetrate in that layer. So one way to know that is that to measure, to change the units to the kilogram per hectare. So we measure the bulk density so we can convert the unit, and that would tell us how much exactly. So this is what I presented, is just the concentration. So if we get the content, then we can have a better idea of what's going on. Thank you.
I have one question.
If this is the result that you get after 1 year, what do you think will be the result in 10 years?
One thing about this setting is that they have a pick 1 year per 5 years. So it's a 5 year rotation. So it's not too bad, but still in that 1 year, we try to minimize that environmental impact. So there is 1 year pick, and then there is 2 years either cash crop or forages after that, and then they have a sheep, and then they have cows. So that's a 5 year rotation. Good point. Thank you. Thank you very much.